It was discovered by a passing boat yesterday evening close to Tower Pier in East London. Our crime correspondent Martin Brunt explains why police think it's him.
Based on distinctive clothing he was wearing at the time of the attack and the property found on his body, we strongly believe that it is Azidi's body. So there's no formal identification.
The final appeal by the journalist Julian Assange against his extradition to the United States has got underway at the High Court. The WikiLeaks founder is wanted in the US in connection with the publication of military documents surrounding the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. A case in which three people in Nottingham were killed by a wanted man is going to be heard in the Court of Appeal. Both the Attorney General and Solicitor General deemed Valdo Calacarne's hospital order too lenient. The MP for Blackpool South has lost his appeal against a proposed suspension from the Commons. Scott Benton was dismissed from the Tory party last April after suggesting to an undercover reporter he'd be willing to break lobbying rules for money. The Prime Minister has praised farmers while announcing a package of support for rural communities at the National Farmers Union conference.
You help support millions of jobs, add billions to our economy, shape the landscape. But most of all, you produce the food we need. Food that is some of the best and highest quality anywhere in the world. And that's why I say to all of you and to Britain's farmers, I've got your back.
Rishi Sunak has promised funding worth £427 million, including grants for funding technology and innovation schemes. In rugby, fly half Sam Costello will return from injury for Wales in Saturday's Rugby Union Six Nations match with Ireland in Dublin. He's gone straight into the starting lineup, replacing Johan Lloyd, who's among the substitutes. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowlands.
This is Phoenix FM.
Too much to
say. Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now, it's a bit grim out there, 13 degrees, very overcast and miserable today. Should remain dry, and then tomorrow it'll be about 12 degrees, same sort of weather, but you might get a little bit of gusty wind and rain. Thursday, Friday and Saturday, you will get a little bit of sunshine, hopefully passing through the cloud, and we need that sunshine just to brighten us up a bit.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Now, I want you to start off this hour sorry, with a nice cough, but also with a moan. There's another thing that people keep doing on Facebook. What you can do is put at everyone, and then anyone that follows you, it just does a general post. I find them infuriating. And every time somebody does one to me, I block them. Even if I've known them a long time, I can't be bothered to hate it. I did one ages ago, but I thought it's going to really annoy people if you keep doing it. And it's annoying me. So I thought I'd just say to you, if you're out there, don't do it. It's annoying. It's like a blanket kind of at everybody. I suppose if you've got some news you want people to know about, I suppose you could use it. I don't know. It's just that people might only use it once a month. But if everybody keeps doing it, you just keep getting these alerts. And you're like, what's going on? So, yeah, that's why I keep, what's going on? My voice was like that. I might do, shall I do a moany post about it? I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't, I don't know. I just had a really nice message in, actually, from Blue Scar. You remember the track Underwater, which I was playing in January and the end of last year. And I always get tracks really early. And apparently it's all taken off. Their interview they did with me, and they did with a few other stations as well. And, you know, I was putting them out on socials. And they've just, and between myself and a few other radio stations, they've basically going into the mainstream for them. And he's just sent me a message to say thank you for, you know, thank you for playing the track, which is lovely. That really, really pleases me. I get it sometimes when, you know, I play the song a lot earlier than obviously the song is out now and you can check it out. I'm going to play it for you next. But it's lovely when you hear that. Somebody breaks through and starts going mainstream. So well done. I get a lot of notice at the moment. Beat Bakery as well. I know Blue Scar and Amy Britannia through Beat Bakery too. And they're lovely guys. So well done to Blue Scar. Here he is with Amy Britannia. And this is Underwater. And it's out now.
I need the real you. How can I
Kids, this is Ashley from Creek Pass, and you're listening to Michelle Ward and Eat My Brunch.
Darling, you've got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? You say that you are mine. I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day is fine and next is black. So if you want me off your back, well come on and let me know. Should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go there will be trouble. And if it will be double. So come on and let me know. This indecision's bugging me.
Indecision may molest.
You don't want me to set you free. Exactly who I'm supposed to be. Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Split. Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go there will be trouble. And if I stay it will be double. So you gotta let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now?
To know you'll never be lonely again. You spend the rest of radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
Now, coming up in a while, you'll have Scott Ross from 1 o'clock here with 1, 2, 3. And is it just him on his own today? Yes, it is. Normally, he's always got guests galore, hasn't he? But he'll have some funny stories and some great music. So we'll have a chat when he comes in. And for the rest of this week, Brentwood Operatic Society are going to be on Drive. That's going to be on Wednesday. And also Michelle Spencer on Thursday. And on Friday, Steve Drew and Keith Harrison are going to be talking to me about air ambulance and Strictly as well. That's in aid of the air ambulance. They'll be chatting to me, and I will be talking to Carlos Abril on Wednesday, that's tomorrow, about his music and production, etc. So looking forward to that, etc. I'm still on one, actually. I'm still on one from that at everyone that people keep doing at Facebook. Don't do it. Just don't do it. It's so annoying. It's so annoying. It's so annoyed me. Little things annoy me. Little things. Got a bit of indigestion this morning. That's from having those jammy dodgers. I knew I shouldn't have done that. Do you know what I had for breakfast actually this morning? I woke up, and I do you know what? Some days I just don't know what to have for breakfast. I just, you know, I thought, oh, I'll have an egg. And I realised I've eaten them all, so couldn't have one. I was going to have an egg in a wrap, you know? In a wrap, not doing a wrap, in a wrap. And I ended up having some cheese on toast, only a little bit. These are tiny bits of bread. You know, I said I'd off bread. I managed to find a loaf which is like half the size of a normal loaf, and it's very small bread. And that's fine. I told you, there's something about bread at the moment that's doing my head in. But I had a bit of cheese on toast, and I knew as soon as I ate it, I went, you're going to regret that, because that's got, that's bread, number one, doesn't really agree with me anymore, and you're eating cheese as well. And I took an extra an acid tablet, and as I got in the car, I went, I felt it. And it's my own fault. It's my own fault. I shouldn't have done it. And I know later on that I've got my eye on that that I bought yesterday as well. It's a crate. It's got layers. They probably are. What I'm going to do is I'm going to eat them over the next couple of weeks, those donuts, okay? Not the ones I've got at home now. But I'm going to buy them, and then eventually what happens with me, it's a bit like when I listen to a song. I'll listen to it over and over and over and over and over. Then I can't listen to it ever again. And it's the same with certain food. I'll have it for lunch and dinner, just on, for weeks on end, the same thing. It kept me over a couple of days, and then I go, no more! I can't do it. I just can't do it. But I did actually fancy, do you know what, when I was walking around the supermarket, I fancied some goat's cheese. I don't know what that was about. Maybe it's because where I hadn't been, I'd had COVID and everything, I wanted some sort of protein or some, you know, some fats or something, I don't know. But I really love beetroot at the moment. Again, I've gone beetroot mad. I love beetroot. I don't eat too much of it after I had a rather unfortunate incident in Greece a couple of years ago. But I won't go into that, but you have to be very careful because it can be toxic on your tummy. And I love beetroot, and I like the beetroot that's like got chili with it as well. So I like that with a little bit of cheese or just hummus on a cracker. I love it. I love beetroot. I love it. I could put it in mashed potato as well, beetroot. It's just, oh, something about it. Not pickled beetroot, because, I mean, when I was a kid, I used to have the ones out of the jar, and they literally made you go, you know, that kind of, oh, I don't like that. So, I like it just either freshly cooked. Well, you know, when they do it, so it's freshly cooked. I've never cooked it before. My dad used to say, his dad, because his dad was a greengrocer, and he said, we used to cook, my dad used to cook with beetroots. Sometimes I'd get one. He said, you just peel it. It'd just come out of the, like, out of the boiler, and you bite into it, and it'd be lovely. I was going, oh, I didn't realise you could eat, you know. I've never done it. I think you have to be careful because of all the purple steam can sort of do stuff in the kitchen that can paint the kitchen for you. So I'm a bit of a beetroot. I just have to mention that. I'm a bit of a beetroot addict, actually, at the moment. Yeah, I'm buying lots of beetroot again. I went through a stage where I didn't really buy beetroot, but normally I've always got beetroot in the house. In the house with beetroot. I just love it. It's lovely with a bit of hummus. I love hummus. Here's Sia and Kylie Minogue. I bet they like hummus. This is called Dance Alone.
Late night, and I post fight. It's my life. Last roll, there's a door. I'm all for. I watch you walk away. It's just another day. Don't need you to stay. No. I'm not afraid. I know I'll be okay. There's nothing you can say.
Wrong at the moment. That is Kylie Minogue and the wonderful Sia as well with Dance Alone. Coming up next, we've got brand new music and a first play. This is Sarah Louise. You can find her at Sarah Louise Official on Instagram, and this is a track called Sorry Not Sorry.
You're still a do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. You shave your hands, leave. tiara.
Is Sorry Not Sorry by Sarah Louise. Was Jason Momoa. I would be straight in there. Just give me up to 12:33.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, Hutton U3A Open Morning, Bishop's Hill Adult Community College. Hutton University is of third age, are holding an open day for those no longer in full-time employment to make friends, use your brain and have fun. With over 40 interest groups, theatre trips and visits places of interest, come and find out more about what they do between 9:30 and 12:30 on Tuesday the 5th of March. Sounds really good. You can find out more by checking out our website.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Here's the Killers. This is Spirit.
My live wire. Wait.
Mr. Scott Ross.
Hello, how are you?
I'm all right, thank you. Looking lovely.
You're looking lovely, as you say, yeah.
Now, you told me what you're doing tomorrow. We don't have to mention it on air, but I'm a bit concerned about where you're going to have this stuff done.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm going to... Actually, it's the hospital at the... Well, it's not a hospital. It's a Holiday Inn, a hotel at an airport.
I think the whole thing is like, I'm going for a medical check. I'm having some special medical stuff done. Where are you going to? A hotel, a Holiday Inn. Are you sure this is actually a legitimate thing you're going to?
Yes, it is. It is. Yes, it is.
I'm just a little bit concerned we might not ever see you again.
You hope.
You'll be donating your kidneys to somebody.
Indeed.
Well, hopefully not. So, what's coming up on your fantastic show today?
Well, of course, being a Tuesday, that means Margaret Mills is in, and she's going to be telling us about a kind of eruption of marriages that took place in one of the towns in Essex. And we're also going to be hearing about the people on the long-haul flight who suddenly found themselves... surrounded by or in a deluge of maggots coming from the wonderful, eh?
Nice. Enjoy your lunch with that one.
It's almost as bad. I just saw a news item today in Cape Town, apparently, even 8 miles from the port, the smell from a cattle ship is horrendous.
I saw that. I do like it when you drive into the countryside, like if you go to Yorkshire or somewhere, then you go, it's lovely to be in the... And you come to... fumes of all the things.
It's a nice country smell.
No, I don't like that. I couldn't live near a farm like that, Jim Aiden.
I think we knew some people that used to live next to the a maggot farm.
Oh, dear.
Nottingham.
Are they still friends with you? No, obviously not. You've come in with a load of medical supplies as well today. You're going off for a trip to a hotel for a medical checkover, which I don't like the sound of. You heard it here first, so we don't turn up next Monday. And you're bringing in all your medical stuff. You're inhaling, you're sniffing, you're doing all sorts of stuff.
I know. Well, yesterday I suddenly realised, I was stumbling over everything yesterday, and I realised I think I'd run out of breath. That's it. So I thought I'd bring something in today, a sort of oxygen thing to keep me going.
That's it, he's smoking a pipe on air. I'm sure that's not legal. Something to help with my breathing is a pipe.
I used to try and smoke a pipe. It was no good. I could never get the darn thing going.
Ooh.
And when I did get it going, I'd forget it, got it in my mouth, pick up the phone and ram it down my throat.
sounds really good to me. Right, 12:43. Should we play some more music? I'm going to play... you like Casey and the Sunshine Band?
I do.
Why, guess which one I'm going to play?
I can't
I'll
guess.
I'll give you a clue. I'm doing that with my feet.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I don't think.
It's a song. It involves feet by Casey and the Sunshine Band.
It's called what?
Oh, no. It's not the right title of what I'm doing. That's not even part of the song. I'm playing the wrong song. That's
well,
not even
you
the
are.
Right one.
No
I
wonder.
I meant to say the Boogie Shoes. I was about to play I'm Your Boogie Man.
Well, there you
but
are.
No, I'm playing Boogie Shoes.
Oh, right. Okay.
That's what I meant.
Oh, well, there you are. Yeah. I didn't.
No,
I couldn't get through
you
your
can't
miming.
I can't see you. I'm over here. There we go. Tell you what, all my shoes for boogieing would be flat. I don't even boogie anymore. I'm just about to go from side to side. I've got old lady dance now. I used to be on the dance floor when I was younger, like really cutting some shape. Now I'm old lady dancing side to side in my chair. That's Casey and the Sunshine Band with a Boogie Shoes.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, let's look at the traffic and travel. Very busy around Wilson's Corner at the moment. That's coming up from the Ongar Road and also the A128. You've got temporary traffic signal for construction on the A1023 London Road both ways at Spittle Lane, as well as the A128 temporary telecoms signals there. Temporary traffic signals due to telecoms work on the A128. That's both ways. That's near the church, which is causing a little bit of congestion as well. Heading down the M25 towards Lakeside, you've got a clear run of problems there. I can see that there is a severe traffic jam, 15-minute delays increasing. A127 South End Arterial Road eastbound between the A127 and the B148 West Main Dunton Junction. Average speed is down to about 10 mile an hour. And if you are travelling down the lanes as you come off to the Brook Street roundabout, part of that road, let's have a little look, because I keep forgetting the name of it, Weald Park Way is actually got flooding. So carry on Wiggly Bush Lane, get to the end and then turn right onto Weald Road and you'll get round to the lanes that you need to be on. More traffic and travel coming up with Scott Ross in the next hour.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon?
At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room. Making your celebration that bit more special.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extension. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
In a world that's always racing forward, at times we need to slow down and reconnect.
Connect genuinely, broaden your perspective, and share your passion.
That's why we bring you Bonafide Dialogues with Christina Cuppers. Visit YouTube and search for Bonafide Dialogues with Christina Cuppers, or head over to our website at bonafidedialogues.com. Bonafide Dialogues, where authenticity, creativity, and passion merge.
Phoenix FM.
I love local radio because it's radio and it's local.
I love local radio. It's like spending time with a friend.
If I could, I'd like to be a great big movie star. Overnight sensation.
Is the Stylistics with you joining in, Scott?
No, I won't join in. Oh. I don't know if it's a good idea.
You.
I was very impressed the way you hit that note.
Yeah, so am I. I'm very impressed with that as well, seeing as I've still got a little bit of a cough from having COVID. Have I mentioned that?
Well, we've heard the cough.
I think we have heard the cough. On and off air. I am washing my hands, actually, with hygiene gel before touching all the controls in the studio, trying my best. But no, you won't get it now. It's more infectious now, just let you know. But I think everyone has had this thing, and it's like, all COVID and blah, blah, but I read all the symptoms and everything. They're different ones now, anyway. You don't get so much of, like, the cough. It's a different... It's like feeling tired and sick and all sorts of weird stuff.
Oh, really. I think there's all kinds, you know.
Well, you normally once a year get something, don't you? If it's not flu, you get that every couple of years if you're unlucky, and then you normally just get some sort of bug.
I think with flu, in all honesty, I've only had flu 3 times in my life.
Yeah, and you cannot get out of bed, can you?
No, then you really know.
Yes, they say if you've got flu, if there was a £50 note outside your window and you could see it, you're too ill to go to the window to open it. Although I probably would still try.
I think I'd struggle there.
Do you like Lizzo?
Why not?
I do my hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Woo, child, tired of the foolish. Gone, dust your shoulders off. Keep it moving, yes, Lord. Got some new kicks in there, swimwear, going to the pool quick. Come now, come dry your eyes. I know that it's hard, but you have to try. If you need advice, let me simplify. If he don't love you anymore, just walk your fine self out the door. I do my hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Feeling good as hell. Baby, how you feeling? I've been saving for you. Boss up and change your life. You can have it all, no sacrifice. I know we did you wrong, make it right. So go and let it all hang out tonight. Cause we don't love you anymore. So walk your fine self out the door. Hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Hair toss, check my nails.
God, I love Lizzo. She's putting up some pretty sad posts at the moment, though. I think she's suffering a bit, bless her. But love that song. I'm going to end with Madonna with Open Your Heart. And then joining you with All His Heart and All His Love will be Scott Ross with 1, 2, 3. Have a great afternoon. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow at 10.
Baby, how you feeling? You wanna
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.